How to Motivate My Teenager, Part 2. Today is June 1st, 2019. We are at the halfway point of this year. It's been an awful, awesome year, fruitful year. We have just completed the graduation ceremonies for District 204, and I'm sure other districts in the Chicagoland area, Will County, Cook County. Congratulations to our graduates, whether you're graduating from high school or junior high. Also, congratulations to the parents, grandparents, uncles, aunties, every individual that has played a pivotal part in our young people's progression. Congratulations to you. I give this podcast to you for consideration to enhance your experience with your teenager. How to Motivate My Teenager, Part 2. Three components we'll discuss in this podcast. Number one, learning their language. Number two, speaking their language. And number three, giving them quality time. First things first, learning their language. It's important for us to understand the language of our young people because the understanding serves as a connector. And even though we don't speak their language, we need to learn their language. We need to understand all the hyperboles, all the sayings, the terminology. And as I said before, these serve as connectors, not for us to measure them and be critical. It's a tool for understanding. Oftentimes, I find myself asking teenagers a lot of questions because my goal is to try to learn as much from them about their experience. What it does is that it equips me when I'm in different communities or facilitate different groups. It allows the connection to take place. And when we connect to our young people in terms of terminology, expression, hyperboles, the terms that they use, that builds a place of safety. And that is one key component that I will add to this podcast, is allowing or expediting the process of safety. Any human being wants to feel safe. Any and every human being wants to reach a place of safety in every area of life. However, especially teenagers, they want to feel safe. They want to feel accepted. There's a level of predictability that young people must experience. And learning their language is key. Now, how can I learn their language? Listen to them as they talk. What some of us call ear hustle. Ask questions with a non-critical filter. I'm not asking you questions to minimize your experience. I'm not asking you questions to be, just be negative, you know? I'm asking questions to learn. There will come correction in the questions, but we have to be conscious and aware that when we ask questions, our goal to learn that language is to remain as neutral and not in correctional tone. I can't comprehend or I can't understand depending from their perspective as far as redirecting. But I'm giving you some thoughts to consider. Secondly, speaking their language. I give myself an example. When I'm teaching, I may throw terms out to them to make them aware that I understand your language. I understand your culture. There are times also when I'm in classroom settings and as a facilitator and as a person that is a data collector, an assessment collector, and I have to measure the room, I may ask kids, where are you all from? What school sent you to this high school? What center school? I.e., for example, Hufford, Dirksen, Troy. Different schools have a different dynamics as far as culture based on location and also exposure. Therefore, some of the terms that I may use with a student from Troy may not be the same language that I use with a student from Gompers. It's all based on experience and heavily, heavily influenced by where they live. So being able to speak their language is a connection for them. Once I can speak their language and condescend to where they are, the ability for us to give them language that stretches them, that opportunity is afforded now. Now, there have been times where I was in groups facilitating and giving terms, and one student who really wanted to learn would ask the question, what does that mean? And I would take time to explain what that term meant in his understanding, which gives him confidence, or which gave him confidence when he goes in different areas of life, and as he travels and as he begins to network, he'll have confidence in himself, because there are times where people that highly intellectual will use language, and once our young people experience that and they feel like as they feel as though they don't know the understanding or what that term means, insecurity comes up. And if a person can induce insecurity by their language, hence their intelligence, then they can influence our young people, or the personality that they hold, rather, or the mentality can influence our young people to go outside of the direction of their identity, purpose, and destiny. That's why it's important to be able to speak their language, connect with them, and then it's up for us to bring them into a broader experience with new terms and explain it to them in their language where they can understand. Last but certainly not least is quality time. I give you this probably a new method that may not have been introduced into the marketplace. Is predominantly you find people that have more iPhones, Apple, than any other phone on the face of the planet at this time in 2019, June 1st. We can reach our kids at any time, which could be a form of quality time. I FaceTime so much. I probably FaceTime more than I'm calling my mentees, my nieces, nephews, godsons. I'm probably FaceTiming them more. My younger sister, through inheritance of a family, is in Japan. And we FaceTime because I FaceTimed her a couple of times. She didn't respond to the call, and then she called me via FaceTime. When she called me, it was 5 o'clock my time and 7 o'clock Tokyo time. That is quality time. And I asked her about her experience and asked her a lot of questions, and I asked her to send me pictures. That can be a form of quality time, but the quality time is uninterrupted and it's between you and them. And it could be something that they like to do that you don't like to do, but we still sacrifice in order to bring that experience for our young people. So let's say the quality time is uninterrupted time. Quality time is not both of us in the car with our phones out. Quality time is we put our mobile devices up and we have a conversation. How was school? Good. Give me some details about what was good about it. Making them elaborate on their experience, hence expanding their vocabulary and making them know and letting them know that we're interested in their lives. This is Coach Cage. This was part 2 of how to motivate my teen. I ask that you consider these strategies, implement these strategies, see what works. all of this is from experience, all this is from observation and application. It works. The motivation piece is very important, and we can use these methods and strategies to let our kids know that we care and help them stay focused and keep them going in the right direction. We will talk with you next week, signing out. And as always, I leave you with my saying, be great at who you are.